Is it even have alcohol in it?
Yeah. Yo, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of
Crap.
Yeah, what? Do you know?
Magnums.
Yes, yeah, it's a tonic wine.
You didn't know there was alcohol in Magnums. What did you think it was?
5%. Yeah. That's quite a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a big percentage.
For a little drink. Yeah,
come on and get you
a drink. For a drink.
Mm. Yeah, for a little juice.
Drink Magnums every day, but don't call us alkies.
Exactly. Mm. Shout out to Getz. All right, big up to Getz, isn't it? Yeah. For another episode of Cut the Chat, everyone's here. Where was you last week,
Ace,
bro?
Oi, did you have Slick Rick today?
No, I did that weeks ago, that you know.
That picture gassed me, though.
Did it?
Yeah. Gassed.
Thanks, man.
There's something about Slick Rick that's gassy. I don't even know where it is.
It's because he's from here. You're so gassed that he's from London. You don't like
it. Is he from London? I thought he was American,
he's
you
know. He's from Mitcham, root boy.
No. Is it?
Yeah. I'm not gassed because he's from London. Are you not? I'm gassed
because he's Slick Rick. I'm gassed because he's Slick Rick.
Is he based here still, though?
Nah, he's here a lot.
But he's in the States most of the time.
But he's obviously, like, he blew up in the States. Mm. Like, so he went to the States when I think he said he was about 11, maybe. Then, like, that was when hip-hop, like, first started. Mm. Started rapping and that. Obviously, he went to jail for a little while.
Well, out there or here?
Out there.
Is
Which
it?
Is interesting because I thought that if you go jail, you get sent straight back, innit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, he got to stay.
They tried to send him back in the 90s, didn't they? Or, like,
maybe it was after he come out of jail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now he's still in America.
Does he rap with an American accent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He raps with an American.
He's got an American. What would you say? It's kind of like,
you know what? Because his flow,
yeah,
his flow is American more than his accent.
So but you know what's mad though?
So when you hear him, you're not thinking, he's not American trying to be American.
Okay, yeah.
Right, should we be real though?
Well,
he moved to America when he was 10. Yeah.
He shouldn't have an accent.
He should.
He should have actually.
I've got, like, I don't sound like I'm fresh.
Mm. You do a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes though. Not sometimes.
When you're hungry.
Yeah.
When you say cut the chat, you do.
Cut the chat.
Oh, you got a lock now. Yeah. You've been practicing.
I've been practicing. But yeah, but ultimately, like, you know, if you move somewhere when you're 10, 11, you're going to have that accent of that place because you're not an adult. You're not a fully formed adult yet.
Exactly.
And it's easier for kids to take on accents.
So he moved to the Bronx, but he still reps Mitcham. And he said he remembers it from when he was little. So
he remembers the bits?
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
It's funny though, because when I dropped that picture on Instagram today, loads of people were claiming he was from their ends, but I was like, no.
I did
the interview. He said Mitcham.
Well, where were people saying?
Northwest want to claim everyone. I like it. Everybody thinks that everyone comes from Holsden or Neasden or them ends. Like, they try and claim everyone, but no. It's not that.
But they just got Fredo.
One man.
Yeah. Speaking of Fredo,
50k
is,
challenge.
Is he out?
We spoke about that last week.
Did we?
No, yeah. We didn't.
Is
no,
he
we
out?
Didn't. We did.
We didn't.
I don't think we did.
Oh, that was me and you in the barbershop. Yeah. Oh yeah. My gosh, sorry.
So what happened to him? Is he out?
Did he get taken to jail?
I don't think he got arrested.
He looked like he got arrested on the ground.
Well, you can get arrested and
released. Is what he done illegal though, to have that much money?
You just have to be able to prove it straight away.
Is it?
Yeah.
So that shouldn't have been a problem then, should it?
Well, you can't prove cash really easily.
Mm, true.
You can show
because the argument is you was going to buy jewelry from Hatton Garden.
But then the jeweler be under scrutiny as well.
No, they don't need to be under scrutiny, but the jeweler's got a card machine.
Yeah, yeah.
So at what point did you need to go to the bank and take out
for real though, innit?
He did it for the gram, innit?
Did you show a man your bank balance and done, innit?
He did it for the gram.
Well, then he will have it on his phone to say I just.
He must that must have, that must have took him weeks. £300 a day, maximum. Just a stunt on the gram. Nah, it's long, bro. Every morning, you know, 9 a.m. That is long, bro.
You don't think he went to the bank? You don't think he went to the bank?
Man ain't got time for that.
He probably just got a show booking, a show fee, and just, I need it in cash.
Do you get, how much have you been paid in cash before at a show?
Not that much.
No, what's the most?
I don't even know.
Do you know what's funny, though?
The most I've been paid for a show.
In cash.
In cash.
I remember I followed Ace one day, yeah.
No, wait, shut up.
And it was an overnight thing, yeah. Before we hit the motorway, I remember there was four of us. Before we hit the motorway on the way back, we've gone for lunch. Ace said, it's on me.
Oh, it was nice.
He said, last night was nice.
Okay.
I've been paid enough that I've been shook.
You know, roll with the cash.
I've gone back to the hotel and I've like watched the door. Or I've
like lined your boxes.
I've hid the money under this. Like, yeah. I've been that shook before. Or like I've gone straight from the club straight to the hotel. No, didn't stop for food or nothing. Didn't quite trust. I've been that shook. But it's not 50 grand, obviously. But I've been that shook that I just was like, yeah, let me get back to London straight.
How much cash have you held?
Probably about 2.5 bills.
2.5. We said 2.5.
You know what's funny though? When back in the day, I went to a gig with a Carlisle. My friend knew him. And we went, and he was with Damon Marley. And I saw them pay Damon Marley.
In cash.
Yeah. And the envelope, brown envelope, and it was bulging. You know one of them big ones that you go to the post office to get them envelopes?
Yeah.
And the thing was
Jiffy bag.
It bulging was blood. Bag. I was like, oh my God. I was thinking, why would you pay cash? But that was how it was. This was, I'm talking about
a lot of
15
people,
years
a lot
ago.
A lot of people take cash to avoid taxes and all.
Of course. Yeah.
So, but how much cash have you ever touched?
What, me?
In physical.
What, legally?
Yeah.
Around certain man. I've seen certain man count up to probably about 50 grand. But then I've been in the cash office at Sainsbury's and seen like $250,000, isn't it? Like, whoa. On the table, done a cash
office. What, in Sainsbury's?
In Sainsbury's, yeah. And in a cash office. But it's a procedure
Sainsbury's
to get in there.
So what? Much money?
So what? You used to be in the cash office.
Are you smoking?
Wait, in a one day week? Wait,
Sainsbury's?
Understand as well, because I thought about this when I went shopping on Sunday. Understand as well. See, when Lee was in Sainsbury's, we're talking 15 years ago.
It was more cash.
There was more cash.
Yeah, it's more cash than card, isn't it?
Yeah, card.
Yeah, but that store, isn't it, was making £1 million a week.
Wow.
Minimum. Like you, and they used to project it on a screen in the staff room, how much they made. So when I used to do the cash up on a Sunday, and I've been up there, I've caught like $250,000.
Just
about 50, there's about 20 cameras.
How
on you.
Yeah, okay.
You but that, you do think about it. You do
see
think
that
about it.
Quarter of a million.
Yeah, go on.
How easy would it have been for you to bag that up and just leave Sainsbury's and jump in the back of my motor? Like, how many doors? How many security?
So
would you have made it through the doors?
No, because one door, you got two security doors. So yeah. Someone has to buzz you in and buzz you out. One door doesn't open until the other one closes.
So they would have seen you with the bag.
Yeah. But at the same time, there are ways, because if you had someone in the cash office with you and you decided to stuff your pockets or whatever with whatever, they could let you out, but it's just on camera.
But that's what I'm saying.
You could lick the whole thing if you've got an inside man. You could lick the whole, you could probably lick the safe. Because the safe, the key, you need two people to open the safe. So me and you have to open the safe together.
Why are
you
telling
people
how to rob Sainsbury's?
No,
we're just talking about the procedure's completely
changed. Because Christmas is coming.
But yeah, you needed two people to open up the safe at the same time. So you both turn the key at the same time, opens up, boom, boom, boom. But if you have someone in there, you could lick it, but when the first person that comes in to do the cash in the morning, they report that FBI is coming for you.
Yeah, but you need to have, you
I'm
need
in
to
Hawaii,
have licked it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And see, but where are you going with
Ace
that kind of money?
Ace has gone to the bait place, Hawaii.
To be fair,
you need to go somewhere where your money's gonna last. We need
Kumasi,
Ghana. We need to go visit Femi's hometown.
Nah, Nigeria's not cheap, fam.
I said, yeah, but your village.
My village is dead.
You can race.
See, my village is so boring.
With a quarter of a mil, you could do. What, you could live
you
good.
You can't do a madness.
You could live good.
We don't need to do a madness. You just need not to get caught.
No, but you don't understand. You know, like when that people are like, oh yeah, or they suspect that you're gonna steal money and all of that. So imagine you steal that money, yeah. Do you know how boring life is without any of your people in a random village in the middle of nowhere?
Skype.
Do you know what? There was a guy.
I'll be doing kind of shit by Skype.
There was a scam at the time when I was working.
What if there's no Skype in the village? You know how dead life is?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Ace will bring Wi-Fi to the village.
I'll bring the big satellite.
Yeah.
Go on, Lee.
So there was a scam back in the day that certain staff members was running. We called it the Coinstar. Yeah. So you know that Coinstar machine? Do you know what the Coinstar machine is?
You put all the money in and you get
it. So you put your change in it, yeah?
And you get notes.
So you put a change in and then you thing it and then you give the machine takes 10% and you go to the cashier and you what's it called?
The machine takes 10%?
Yeah, it does take
10%. Is that what you're doing back then?
So what happened is a guy that I used to work with, I'm not gonna expose him because he's on the straight and narrow now. He's got a good job as well. And I know the job don't know
he's got a job as a banker.
So basically this guy lived in a yard similar to where we are now.
Right. Wait, as in the room where it is?
Like, exactly the same.
Okay.
His TV, the stand was the box that it came on. That's where his TV, on my life. This is how it started.
That's
so
good.
He was living in an area and it was ghetto. I was like, right, okay, cool. So he, obviously with the Coinstar machine, what happens is when it was over a certain amount, say it was over £300, the code was miscellaneous. So when you scanned it, you had to type in the amount. So before, if it's underneath 300, it will automatically come from the till. The cashier takes it out, gives you the money. So what happened is, he got to a stage where he could clock this 20 digit miscellaneous code.
Yeah.
Go to the cashier, because obviously you're a cashier, you don't know. He's a supervisor.
Yeah.
He just taps in the code and just takes money out of your till. But it's all registered, it's not going to come up in your name because it's rare. So he was taking so much money, that I went to his yard a couple of weeks later.
He was remembering the codes.
Yeah, he remembers the codes. And was walking every day he would just take money from each till.
He's walking over to the code, put in the code, and then take
out £300. And he's taking a minimum of £300.
He's taking about £1,000
a day.
A day. Minimum.
Fucking hell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So imagine this. So he's taking this money, and we go to when the alarm bells started ringing for me, is afterwards, we're going home. I was going home one day and I said to him, oh, my TV broke. He goes, I'll buy you a TV if you want. What man tells you you're going to buy you a TV? So obviously, I'm young. I was thinking, all right, then if you want to buy me a TV, buy me a TV. I need a TV for my room, innit? I said, the one with the DVD player, that's fine. So when I got to the car, he'd already put it in there. So I was thinking,
wait, put it in there from where?
So he took it. I don't know what he'd done.
Wait, he bought it from Sainsbury's?
From Sainsbury's. I don't know if he bought it or whatever.
So he stole money from Sainsbury's and then bought stuff
and then
from Sainsbury's.
Stole you a TV. Were handling stolen goods. So you could go to jail.
Well, no, he paid for it though.
He doesn't know. So check this one. So when I've gone to his yard now, it's a different thing. So the yard's in the hood.
Yeah.
But inside, luxury. He's got a Hoover that worked on remote control. It's 20 years ago, you know. Before these gadgets, the curtains.
Do you know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing coming to America.
Yeah. You know how it was?
Yeah.
He kitted up his yard so nang. You wouldn't believe it. Like, all alcohol, champagne. Like, you went in the yard, he had a disco ball. Like, he was living. I'm telling you, the yard was fire, blood. DVD collection was mad. He must have bought all the Chinaman videos. Everything. The stacks were high.
But how did he not get nabbed, though?
No, he did get nabbed.
Okay.
How long did it go on for?
I reckon he was doing this for about 6 months. Now, six months is a long time.
Nice.
6 months is a long time.
That's a day.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely.
But he was getting greedier and greedier and greedier. And one time I was turning up for work, and he's walking out with two police officers, hands behind his back. Ooh. And he looked at me and he went, stress. By that time, checkouts, never had no manager. So it was all up in the air. So they couldn't really, they basically couldn't trace back. When they went to his yard, went to his yard and he had a fingerproof safe. So when they opened up the safe, they found £10,000 in coins. That was just coins. Like pounds.
Well, why did he have them in coins though?
Because that was his change as well. They found cash as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know where the cash went, whether he moved it here or there. He had jewellery as well. They confiscated his jewellery because he had jewellery, like 15 grand worth of jewellery. It was peak for him. But because they went to court, whatever, but because they couldn't backtrack it, because we never had management and it was just so slack.
So he bust case.
Chambers was slack at one point. He bust case.
Did he get his money back?
What money?
They
confiscated the money, but they just couldn't prove how long he'd been doing it.
Okay.
So he knew he was doing it. Man.
Because he could have been doing it
for like a day or
a month,
or
a year. Do you get what I'm saying? The thing is, he'd been doing it for time.
Yeah.
But they just couldn't prove it.
Yeah.
Because on the system, it just looked. And where, you know, you got to remember, these vouchers go in the till, they go missing.
Yeah.
Chambers couldn't adjust. They couldn't come down and say, right, no, we're missing X amount. It would have looked ridiculous. The evidence was scatty. Do you know what I'm saying?
And the amount of tapes they would have to go through, even in terms of like security, they wouldn't have been able to do that.
And most of them tills don't even work.
Okay.
Most of the security cameras don't work on these things. They're a deterrent for us staff, but certain staff members we knew, like till 19, 25 and 14 don't work. No one's there. You know certain workplaces, they're a bit dumb. Yeah. So if I went to work here and they opened up a till for me and it was busy, say all the checkouts were RAM, they open up a till for me, I'm being till checked that day.
Really?
Like, they're so dumb. Yeah. They think that you wouldn't clock. Just in case they had to do it randomly on people anyway.
Yeah.
But when I went in there, you know, you're young, you're thinking, this is bait. So it's all RAM. They should have put someone in this till because there's massive queues. Mm. Now they're opening me on this till. And then when I go for lunch, they have to close the till. When I go for toilet, they close the till. Do you get what I'm saying? They don't have someone come jump in because they can't mess up your count.
Right.
But this is, do you get what I'm saying? So that's how they were running. But when you, like I said, I knew how everything was running.
Yeah.
My thing wasn't in that. What I wanted to do is some Ocean's 11 thing where they do a float. So every like weekend, on a weekend at 2 o'clock and say 5, you send money up in the pods. You might have seen that.
Yeah, in the chute.
It goes
up in the ceiling.
I always wanted to be the man. In the base, in the ceiling somewhere with a carrier bag,
catching them.
That's what I was thinking. Because I used to catch up some peas.
Yeah.
they're thinking, if I caught all them pods out that door, they wouldn't even know I'm coming. I would have changed up my uniform, gone.
Just in the air vents, boy.
Yeah.
That's like Blue Street. Was it Blue Street? Where
It goes into the air vent. That's what I used to think.
That's hilarious.
And there was a time, there's another Sainsbury's story. Go imagine on. this Cockney geezer has come running in. He's come running in. There's a commotion, whatever. He goes running out. So police come in. Did anyone see him? No. Oh, yeah, he's run out, whatever. So I'm clocking. There's an Arsenal boot bag in the corner. And I'm thinking, whose bag is that? Why is there just a bag, random bag there? But I was thinking, oh, whatever. It's probably whatever. Oh, very rare. So one of the managers comes. One of the checkout staffs comes down. And says, whose bag is this? And really, everyone's like, no, I don't know. Whatever, it's been there for time. So she goes in there, $8,000 in cash.
You should have gone for it.
She just grabbed it.
She grabbed it. But obviously she's taken it upstairs. She's like, whose bag is this? This is $8,000 in cash here.
Taking it upstairs to do what?
They have to know that she was one of their proper managers. Not one of them corrupt ones. You can say, this half that. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, she's taken up to the cash office. And I think she'd called police and told them, we found this bag here with money in it.
What?
That would have been out the door.
Gone. That would have been
$8,000 back in the day. 10, 15 years ago.
What?
Moving.
That would have been your own convertible that you want to scoot right for you. Your old whip.
Your old one.
Oh, yeah.
So what, he was the robber bank or something?
So they don't know. To this day, I can remember his face. But to this day, I don't know what he done. Proper, it might have been a wheeler, a dealer, or a geezer, like proper Cockney guy.
So why did he leave it then?
Because I think whatever it was, that was what he was trying to...
What do you mean? Why did he leave it then?
Well, that's evidence,
if you're wanted, yeah.
If you've got nothing on you, what are you going to do?
Why are you going to leave it in Sainsbury's though?
He might have left it there thinking, I'll come back.
I'll come back and grab it.
Oh, okay. Weird.
Can you imagine he did? A couple hours later.
Mad as.
A couple cans of baked beans in there.
Mad. I've got some stories with Sainsbury's. Had this Eastern European man bump me. But he bumped me so good. You know, have you ever been bumped, but you think, nah, I'm not getting bumped because I'm too good for this. You know, he did. He come to my till specially, yeah? And this is why they did an investigation on me. So what he done is, he paid for something, yeah? At the till pop, he goes to me, do me a favor. And he put 2 20s down and said, give me 10, give me it back in 10s. So I was like, yeah, that's cool. Then he put another 20 down and said, just give me a couple fives. But he keeps doing it. And I'm thinking, all this time, no, I'm on this. I know what I'm doing. Bro, he got double money out of me.
How?
He got 120 out of me.
How?
Because what happened is, this is how I got caught. So the till went down, and I was standing there confused, like, did the guy bump me? You know, I'm thinking, there was too much questions being asked there. The customer next to me said, he just done you over, didn't you see it? Old woman. I was like, no, he didn't. She went and reported me. They went and looked at the cameras. Then they counted at the till, and it was 120 down.
Pissed.
And they were like to me, this is the killer thing is, do you know him? Do you work alongside him? Bro, do I look like the type of brother that knows these type of man? Man had on a leather Mac in summer. Do I look like I know these type of brothers? They would ask me bare questions. I was like, look, I don't know. They was like, why did you do it? I said, look, because to be honest with you, I thought I was doing it right. Like when I was giving him, and I did, I genuinely did think.
I've heard of that scam before. I can't remember how it
works. They're good at it, man.
But I've heard of it. I've heard.
No, because even what you just said didn't make sense. You said he put down 220 and said, can you have a couple fives?
No, he said. So what he will do is he'll bring out £100, for example, yeah? He'll say, give me it back in tens.
Yeah.
So when he gives you back in tens, but as you're counting it, yeah. putting more money down, said, give me another 2 tens or 20 or whatever. So you're still behind. You're still counting out the last money. He's giving you this more money. Do you get what I'm saying? So eventually, it looks like a legit transaction. And you're thinking, done you over hard.
Pissed. Absolutely
couldn't
pissed.
It, blood. Couldn't
you work
with him?
I couldn't believe when they asked me, do you know him? They said, can you describe him? I described him to a T. Because I was like, I ain't got nothing to hide. Describe him to a T. They goes, are you sure you don't work alongside him or you know him from somewhere? I said, the guy could just about speak English. I don't know this brother. Why would I let him rob my till?
How long did you work at Sainsbury's?
I was in there for 7 years, you know.
How did you last that long? With all of that
do you know why? Because when I went in there, it was just pure
heard it
mandem.
Was jokes.
It
I
was pure it was mandem. Like, we were just back-to-back roles, busting joke. We were just taking a piss. Like, we'd go in there just about. It was an easy shift. If you did that 4 till 9, easy money, man. In and out. Take hour lunch breaks. Just take some food off shop floor, eat it.
Yum it.
Yum it, done. Swift. But now, it was a good job, but then, you know, like any job, when you're in there for too long, it just starts getting political. Have you ever been in a job for so long? You think, this ain't how it was when I first started. This is long now, blood. It was getting strict in there to keep it moving.
Oh, you are hilariously.
Do you see the girl from EastEnders was getting...
Yeah, I heard.
...job shamed because she...
Why?
What girl she was in EastEnders like last year, maybe.
She wasn't in it for long, though, was she?
What girl?
She had quite a prominent role, though. She was Hayley Slater. She was one of the Slater cousins or something.
Let me Google that.
And the papers exposed...
Are they making up new Slaters, man?
The papers exposed that she is a security guard in B&M.
Do you know what? I'll be honest with you, I'll take my hat off to her for that.
What's B&M?
I don't know.
It's a store that I think started up north and it's worked its way down. And it's one of them stores like...
That's CNN.
Like
Wilkinson's.
Okay.
It's like that.
Wilkinson's.
It's like a 99p store type thing, man.
So yeah, they were kind of ripping her for working in as security. What,
she works there now?
Yeah, she's a security guard. EastEnders like last year.
Did she have a big role? I don't get it.
She had a decent role, but like, all loads of actors were coming out and being like, well, yeah, you have to work between jobs, isn't it? Between jobs, like, you can't rip her for being a security guard.
I used to do workshops. That was depressing.
But do you know what, though? You say workshops, though. Workshops not that bad, bruv. Because I know what I... Do you know what used to kill me? Is that I remember when I was doing comedy, I was still working in office, yeah? Mm. I'll never forget, like at the peak... of things well,
you
going well.
In an office decent. You had Bloomsbury.
Yeah, but still, I'm still... He's still doing retail.
People are thinking he's in the entertainment industry.
There's a man coming up to me saying, get me in a seven. I go downstairs, get the seven, and say, get me a 7.5. Boyment. As far as I'm concerned, that's a boyment. But that's my job.
Yeah.
But this is when shit start getting... Imagine this guy come down. This guy's come up to me and goes, are you little man? I thought, yeah. I saw you last week in Manchester, man. Oh, and you're doing this? I couldn't believe it. For one minute, I was going to say, no, it's my brother, not me.
I told you the story about the guy when the guy saw me on the bus and said, what, no more work?
Them ones. Yeah, but that's still mine.
I was having a rubbish day. Imagine, like, there was rail replacement trains. I was on the bus now. And the guy, I got off the bus.
You was hurt.
I walked.
That's the pride. That's what pride will do to you, man.
But man said to me, what, no more work?
Said the work ain't coming.
Yeah, he said, what, no more work? And at that time, man wasn't getting work like that still. So it got deep, fam. People are mad insensitive, boy.
See, that's what I'm saying. So if you had to get a normal day job, you're going to feel away.
Yeah, I hear you.
You never had a day job. You never actually worked.
I've had bare day jobs, bro.
You've never worked.
Where have you worked? I worked
at McDonald's.
Oh, you said that before. You did say that. He has said that.
Gatwick Airport.
I worked at Gatwick Airport, McDonald's, South Terminal.
Is it?
Yeah, did that for a little stretch. Yeah. I worked as a chambermaid in a hotel.
Okay, listen.
What, you used to make beds?
I used to make beds, clean rooms.
What?
When they say you was a cleaner.
No, as a chambermaid.
No, he tried to push it up.
I weren't that good at that, so they made me a porter, whereas you carry bags.
Oh, wait, you look like a porter, actually.
Let's just look at the surroundings. You weren't that good at tidying up rooms.
You should have got sacked for that, for real, boy. I'm dying today.
My boss was like some old, like, Ghanaian woman. Like, she would come and inspect my rooms. Like, you know, just give me the face, like, what is this?
Ashley, that's not good enough.
She was like, I would have done 10 rooms. And she's like, nah, go do them all again.
Big man, this is not fair.
This is what I'm like. I learned a lot on that job, though, about hotel etiquette as well.
Hotel etiquette.
Yeah, it's nasty. What people leave in hotel rooms is nasty. Yes, yeah, so I did that. I worked at the post office. I was sorting letters.
Right, you had a few jobs, man.
I had a few jobs.
I've had more jobs
you
than
you. You worked
me.
In a post office?
Yeah, I worked in a post office.
You know, all in South?
You know when you do, like, over Christmas, they need more people to do the sorting. So I did that while I was going, like, college at the same time. But I was doing it overnight. I was mad tired. Yeah, those are probably the, like, three jobs that I hated the most.
That's all right.
And then one extra. Came and saved me a life.
Yeah. You've had three jobs. I've had three jobs as well.
Yeah. Where have you worked?
He's
a milkman.
Was you a milkman?
Listen.
What?
You were a milkman.
Listen, fam, you was a chambermaid.
You was a milkman, yeah. Boy.
You done that shift?
I was a milkman.
What?
Yeah. But I was a ute though. It wasn't like I wasn't a big man. I was, and there's nothing wrong with being a milkman.
Did you drive the thing?
No, as a kid, I was like 13, 12. I was like 12, 13, maybe younger.
That's before cars were then, isn't it?
And I got...
was delivering on the horse.
Man, man just bought his way out of slavery, you know. Got his pass.
You man,
you're some master, boy.
I'm a free man. Semi skin king. Oh, that's why you're at the green. I see it, bro. I see it.
Oh, that's so funny. Femi, your turn. Where did you work?
What, the funniest job I've had?
What jobs have you had?
Funniest one I've had. I worked at the UK Borders Agency.
Hold up. The irony, fam.
He only got his red book the other day. Shut up. Oh. Shut up.
No,
you never,
baby.
Nah,
baby, like,
you never. You know what?
Don't you tell me. Don't you
never. The joke thing is, so I was working there. They used to have an office in Angel on top of the station.
Okay.
You see, on top of, they got offices on top of Angel Station.
Yes, they did.
So the UK Borders Agency, it wasn't like I was at the border. Like, they basically had these offices where people were doing casework.
Can you imagine? I'm telling you, fam, you speak English to me.
Fam, listen to the irony of the whole thing. Do you know how many Nigerians worked in that place? Like fresh aunties.
Really? Doing what?
Doing casework.
Bringing in their brothers and sisters.
Bringing people across.
No, they were caseworkers.
Signing shit over.
As in, like, literally, like, it was me. Jody was there. Remember Jody from Mount Carmel?
Mm.
She was there. She was working there too. There was a few people from
Ends. So how old was you young then?
I was like, I just come out of uni, so I was 21.
Oh, is it?
So yeah, so I did that for like 3 months. I didn't last, boy. Did that for like, I couldn't, like, it was depressing.
Mm.
I was like, I was famous carrying files, fam. It was depressing.
Oh, so you had done kiddohood by then? After that?
I was. This was after kiddohood.
After adulthood.
Yeah.
Swear down.
I come out of uni and I was like, right, what am I doing?
Really?
And so I went to read one day, yeah. And then imagine this.
That must have been a break, you know, going into Reed.
I was broken, fam.
Yeah, but no one would have seen his film.
No, but listen. Oh, no, listen to the irony.
How did you see my film? Because.
Fam, listen to the irony. I walked into Reed. They're like, oh my gosh, you're the other guy from Kiddohood. Like, they went mad. They were like, oh, but you've got a law degree as well. This can run. Why don't you carry on doing acting? I'm like, oh, acting's a bit, nothing's happening right now. And like, I drew a girl from Reed that worked at Reed.
Go on.
From that day. Yeah. And then obviously they got me this job. I got sacked after one day.
What?
I swear down, they got me a temp job. I was going to be sitting in for this receptionist because they're like, oh, you got a law degree. When you got a law degree and that, they try to give you like receptionist jobs, like, because they think you're like.
This upstairs. What's wrong with you guys?
I've never ever heard that in my life.
Remember back in the, you see, when the barbershop was next door and we had downstairs, there was a time where I can't remember what happened, but I was going to sleep in the barbershop overnight and I heard that, bruv.
It's a yard.
I was gone, bro.
Fam, do you know how light these walls are? Like,
yes, man.
I'll be sleeping in here, like, on if I've gone and done a gig or something, and you lot wake me up. I know it's time to wake up.
I'm coming in.
I can hear Damon. I can hear when Io's in there. I can hear word for word.
Yeah, everything he's saying, is it?
Like, I can hear everything he's saying.
Io's mad.
Mad.
But yeah, so I worked at. I got this job in King's Cross at this office. I don't even know what they were doing. I think they were selling dodgy exams to foreigners or like. It was just dodge, like, and anyway, I switched at the boss. I switched. I was just, because he was like, go make me coffee. Like, because I was being receptionist, and he told me to go make him coffee. And then I made him coffee. And then he was like, oh, can you come into my office? And then I switched at him because I thought he was going to say like, oh yeah, I didn't make his coffee properly. Yeah.
What?
And then he was like, oh no, I was actually going to offer you a job in sales. Like, but now that you switched, blah, blah, blah. I was like, fuck you, man. I've got a law degree. I switched.
I can imagine all of that.
And then she got me a job, another temp job, and in a sorting office.
Got my law degree.
In a sorting office.
I don't need you for nothing.
You know, so
now go fuck yourself. I'm hungry, man. Gary is upstairs.
Gary, yeah, though, man.
Yeah, bothering me with this rubbish is nonsense.
So dumb. But yeah. No, UK Builders Agency was my worst one. And then I did workshops, which after a while I just didn't like.
I thought workshops was fun, man.
But I was travelling up and down the country doing them.
Yeah, fuck it, man. Good money, though.
What was your best, worst job?
What do you mean, my best, worst job?
Your favourite, worst job.
What do you mean?
Well, obviously...
The workshops, because it was like kids, innit? Do you know what I mean? It was just like, just, but after a while, I just got bored of doing it.
That's my favourite job. Doing what he's, that the workshop. I did that as well, yeah.
But I did that for like 7 years, bro.
Career and education. I done it for about that long as well.
You're kidding me, bro. I was bored after a while, man.
It's easy money, man. In and out.
What was your favourite worst job, Ace?
Probably the chambermaid.
Rude boy. I told you, cuz.
Clean rooms. Big man. He's a servant.
Cleaners. I cleaned rooms. Ooh. I don't know. It was like, it was fun. It was kind of fun.
What's the worst thing you found in there? In the rooms?
Shit stains.
Where?
On the sheets.
That's fine. Do you think that would have been a DJ that could have happened?
Did I tell you about the job that I had in the gym?
Yeah,
for 2 weeks.
And you rinsed it.
Rinsed it. Got
what did you do?
I
like that gym?
So black.
Little my mandem in.
In was, one day.
What gym?
In a posh gym. You know, in Hilton Angel, they had some Arabs just bought it and they were trying to like make it into this. So they had all these posh clients in it. And I told all the mandem, yeah, come in free membership, man. These times, there was about 8 black men in the gym working out. Monopolizing all the weights.
Femi, can you imagine spending big P in your exclusive gym and you see a couple black men doing weights in jeans and a vest?
Yeah. Certain man was billing up in there.
Timberlands.
Yeah,
Timberlands.
Tim's jeans and a vest.
Mess.
So what, no one signed on?
Never.
No, still me for that.
Never.
I signed on. How do you sign on?
I don't know if it's the same now.
It's not the same now.
No, but how was it?
At the time, you go to the job office, job center.
I don't even think it was called that. But
yeah, I went to the job center. I went to the job center. I remember I used to go 45. man, we used to try and go a little bit disguised.
No, no, go on, Ace. So
hooded
you,
up.
So you like, signed on.
Hooded up, cap down, try to be a little bit disguised. Go in the job center. You have to like...
Well, how old is you?
How old was I on a sign?
Because you can sign up when you're 17, I think.
Yes, I think I was about 18 or 19.
Yeah. Early, trying to get that guap.
It was, as you know, it was straight out of college. It would have been about 19, 18, 19.
I used to sign on. I used to drive to sign on.
You not still haven't explained.
Oh, yeah. So you go to the job center. You tell them, look, I can't get a job. I've been trying to get a job. I need some money. Then you fill out a form. And then they say, like, you have to prove that you've been trying to get a job. So, like, they, like, offer you certain things. You'd be like, no, I can't do that. Or, like,
but
I can't do that.
How much are they giving you?
It's like, what was it, like, 40 quid a week or something like that?
I think it's about £78 every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But the money would come every 2 weeks. But what it was...
Where did you take this money from? From taxpayers,
of course.
Yeah, but don't they take it out of your pension?
No.
No.
Later on in life,
it's whatever pension it is.
So what the fuck was? Why didn't I just do that?
Because you had it good at saving.
No, but really,
that's why.
When you think about it, that's just a great incentive. Why not just sign on then? Fuck it, it's free money.
Why
are people ashamed of it though?
78
That's the same
pounds.
As getting EMA.
£78 every 2 weeks.
EMA was lit.
Certain.
But when you're 18, 19, they can make that stretch, you know.
£78.
I made it
stretch.
When you're 17, 18, you're still living at home.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
remember, this was in the 90s.
I remember it used to come on a Thursday.
Now it's a different. Yeah.
I remember by Saturday, mine was gone.
It would come in the post. That's why
what,
you.
The P?
Yeah. No, it was a voucher that you have to go to the post office.
Oh, no, that's getting technical.
Yeah. See, look, man can't take
that. With a gyro slip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Screwing them on you. Give me my peas, man.
Nice. Yeah, see if that didn't come on a Thursday.
Your peas,
man. It's mad.
You already spent it in your mind.
Yeah.
You're thinking about
going out on a Saturday. You're like, yes, Saturday I'm going out. My gyro's coming. If it didn't come on a Thursday, you are pissed.
If you go back and watch some programs from back in the day, from like the 80s and that, you will hear people talking about my gyro didn't land.
I've heard that term before.
But
I didn't know that.
that's
a decent change, though.
Nice.
When you're young, when you see big man in their 40s doing it, then you got to think, bro.
Fam, I was still DJing, so I'd go record shopping with my gyro money. By Sunday, I was finished. I had no money.
I had nothing to do but just buy petrol for the car that I wasn't allowed to drive.
I thought they took it out of your state pension.
No. I don't have jobs to have a pension.
Huh?
Take it out of whose pension?
Remember this
like your state pension.
No, whose pension?
Your pension that you're entitled to, no? That everyone entitled to a pension.
Yeah, but they so you think
you, so you think at 17, yeah.
Yeah, you was worried. No, I'm not saying
they weren't working out pension.
No, but that's what I know. I know you weren't worried about the pension, but I thought that's what it was. No. That's why
people who work legitimately
always complain.
I'm always complaining about people that aren't working. Cause it's like basically I'm paying for you to live.
Well, to be fair, there's a threshold where if you're working, you probably won't earn as much as someone on benefits and collecting gyro, innit?
Well, look, this is why the whole new thing now with is it universal credit and all of that? Because basically the government realised there's a lot more people rinsing the system than actually need the system.
Yeah.
So the government tried to bring this thing to kind of get those who don't need it off and give it to the
people. You do know there's an argument to say, it's long.
No, I'm serious.
What's the argument?
There's not even that many people that scam the system.
Well, it depends
on
what...
Rare. It's rare. You know, like, there's this stereotype, there's this idea
that
bare people are signing on and they're like, there's not that many people. No, but like, a lot of people that are entitled sign on,
yeah.
but don't sign on.
But this is the thing, there was an investigation in regards to who's entitled, what classes you... What puts you into the bracket of being entitled. So you know the whole thing about there's people living on the breadline in this country.
Mm.
There was somebody that went and done a survey and went to people living in council properties claiming benefits.
Mm.
And they're like, there was a ridiculously high percentage, like 80-something%, that had like Sky or cable TV, had various different smart devices in the house, flat screens. One of the things that I remember them standing at that they said was they would always see a football shirt in the house, like somebody's wearing a football shirt. Them things are expensive. Mm-hmm. So Arsenal football shirts are like 60, 70 quid.
Mm-hmm. They might be fake though. People in ends also have a lot of fake stuff.
I remember I was down the Cali one day and I cut through an estate.
Mm.
Bruv, if you see the whips that was on this estate, fam, 640 convertible, the range sport, there was bits. But they're
not getting that from their signing on money.
But the whole thing about this is what certain people's argument is: if you're living in a property that's been provided to you by the government, obviously that's going to be a lot cheaper than you renting privately.
Mm.
These are for the people that need it. So if you can afford a 640 convertible, a Range Rover, a bloody bloody blah, then why are you in a council property that really are for those who really can't afford to rent privately or whatever else? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's that argument because.
But it's true though when you really think about it though.
Because there's a lot of people that need a property that can't get one because there's a lot of people that are in them that don't need them. But
so that's... Argument of people coming over and getting a property and people being here for time and they're saying they ain't getting none.
But there's man coming over that can barely speak the language that fucking working in the border force.
But you know what the thing is? There's man that's coming over but already know how to get the yacht. They didn't really know what to say and whatever.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know the first thing to go in and get a council yacht.
Yeah, but that's...
Because they look at me and thinking, nah, you don't need one.
That's also unlikely. That's also exceptional what you're saying.
What, someone coming over?
It's also exceptional. Do you get what I'm saying? A lot of these ideas that we come up with...
I know a lot of people that have council properties now that did not need them, but just knew what to say.
Yeah, to get it.
No, but that's rare. Like, do you get what I'm saying? It's exceptional. It's because, you have to couple your statement with the fact that you know a lot of working class people because of where your position in society. And working class people, are likely, like working class young people or whoever, they're likely to know how to maneuver the system because they are people that are more likely to sign on.
Okay.
To be dependent on the state.
But you get what I'm saying?
But the point is, no, but that's coupled with your experience. It doesn't make it fact.
I didn't say it's fact. I'm just saying I know a bag of people that have rinsed the system when they didn't need to.
But it's probably a lot less people than people that could have rinsed the system more. The point I'm trying to make is, actually, there are a lot of people that are entitled to support from the state that don't claim it.
All right, look at this argument.
Like me and Lee, that could have signed on and just didn't sign on.
Yeah, yeah.
There's two of you that signed on, when you're just like, oh, well, I need peace. And me and Lee are just like, oh, I've never done that in my life.
Mm.
Absolutely. But then, here's another argument. Yeah. See, when you're in a council property, you get right to buy and you can buy that property, I think, like certain discounts.
The discount's mad still, I'm ridiculous. Not gonna lie.
Right, and we all know people that have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certain people's argument is, if you're in a position to be even to go and get a mortgage, there's still people that are waiting for council properties.
Mm.
So they're selling all these council properties privately, selling them privately.
To private individuals.
To those, now those private individuals are now renting those once council properties for...
But Damon, whose fault is that? Is that the people's fault or the government's fault for not
look now,
retracting
now,
the rule?
Now man, he's with the man them now. Look at him. Whose fault is that? That's the government's fault.
No, but honestly, think about it. If you're saying, imagine that. You're making a point, yeah, based on government policy. The right to buy policy wasn't a policy that was made up by people that live in council housing.
But my
policy
but,
made up
but
by
my
Margaret
origi-
Thatcher.
My original,
that no one has ever
but my
retracted.
Original point is, if you fit this criteria, irrespective of whether you need it or not, you can go and claim benefits.
But it doesn't mean that you will. Just
and it,
like,
and it doesn't like mean that people, if you get the right to buy that you will go and buy the property. I'm just saying that there's a lot of people that there's people that just rinse every system.
No, but the point, but you're, to the point, yeah. Your point is that, oh, you know what, you can get a mortgage and blah blah blah. But a lot of people that have the right to buy that live in council property can never buy a house because they will.
We're going
never...
around in circles.
No, but like you're like the point is. You do have a point, but what I'm trying to prove is that your point is the exception rather than the rule.
My point is a point. It's a point.
No, but it's the exception rather than
it's
the rule.
It's a point, though. Okay. Doesn't matter. It's still a point.
We both have points, innit?
We both have points.
But your point...
Ace fell asleep long time ago.
I did, next subject, please.
I'm thinking about signing on.
You're thinking about cleaning rooms again.
Signing on.
Imagine that. Imagine there's probably a young DJ who listens to you on the radio...
Mm.
That is cleaning shitty bed stains to pay for his well, no, he's not even records no more.
Nah.
What do DJs pay for?
Nothing. Equipment.
Oh, yeah,
I guess.
You don't have to pay for nothing, can it?
Nah.
Yes, you're not going.
That's why people are just jumping up.
Are there any
DJs?
Good DJs?
No.
That are young that you rate?
Yeah.
Like
Jeremiah Asama. Wicked DJ.
And that's the only DJ.
Damshack.
I don't know who that is.
You do.
You
Shaq.
Know.
Oh, Shaq. Yeah,
I know. Shaq, I like Shaq's performance.
He's got good energy.
Yeah, he's got sick energy. But Jeremiah is a sick technical DJ. Like,
you know what, right?
He does mad.
I heard Jeremiah do something. I don't know if I still got it on my phone. I heard him do something when I went down to go on his radio show the other day. And for the last how many years, and I haven't seen a lot, you know, I haven't seen a lot of DJs, but for the last how many years, my favourite DJs was Maxwell and Ace.
Don't know.
Obviously, you've got the EZs and bloody, bloody but yeah. My favourite DJs, see when Ace is on fire, because a lot of road trips that I've been to with Ace, Ace has to play with the crowd.
Yeah.
And Ace is playing Rick Astley and them man there.
Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah. It's starting to become more difficult.
Ace is in my top 20.
It's just starting to come difficult.
He has to play for the crowd, innit?
It's starting to come more, because I don't like a lot of...
new music.
Am I allowed to say
it? No, don't say it.
I'm not
going to
say
it.
But there's a lot of music I don't.
Ace has gone out.
I play for the people.
Ace has gone out to the wilderness, yeah. There's no way else Ace is going to go out to the wilderness and play them the nastiest funky house and garage set.
No.
It will just go over their heads.
I'm not playing the top 40.
You got to play the pops.
Yeah.
So, but when I heard this Jeremiah Asiyama, he goes, I don't know if I can do this, because he goes, he needs 4 turntables.
What?
Bruv, yeah. What he done with 3 turntables was mental.
Nah, he's sick.
This guy, I want him to bust. I've got mad love for him.
What did you say?
Are you getting excited again? Do we want to talk about what you said before the show? Shall we talk about that, Lee? Huh?
You just need to wait to know that's exactly what you said.
I didn't say.
I heard you say, I want him to bust.
So
heavy, I want him to bust.
Let's talk about this. Because what's funny, I was listening to Radio Alexa this morning. I was listening to Dottie.
Yeah.
And hashtag trash bag.
Yeah.
And
my kids love that, man.
Her one was when you're in WhatsApp groups after the event.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I'm still in a couple.
I'm in bear.
I'm in a couple.
After the event?
So imagine it's like Lee's birthday 2020.
Yeah.
But it's now 2021, but that group is still there.
Yeah.
And so there's Banner and whatever else. I'm in a couple of them. Couple of them are fun, but there's a couple
we're
that you're
in
just...
We're still in the Ibiza group from... We went to Ibiza in August.
Yeah, but that stays there because the man them that are in that group are going to be guy next year as well.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. So that kind of stuff.
I feel like there's another group that I'm in with you lot that the event's gone and no one even talks probably about it anymore.
You know the ones, it'll be like somebody's birthday.
Yeah,
you're all in a group with about 30 men
that
you don't know.
Yeah.
But you're still in that group way after the event. Yeah, but anyway.
There's better than
group. I'm in the Sunday show group.
Now? What?
Still now.
Sunday
but show. Is it active though?
Yeah, it's active.
Well, people are still talking in
it. Yeah, they think it off today.
Sunday show was like 10 years ago.
Was that a new group?
What do you mean?
It's always been in
it's always been there.
Wow.
I didn't even know there was WhatsApp when there was Sunday show.
There must have been WhatsApp.
There was BBM, bro.
Yeah, that was BBM.
And WhatsApp.
There must have been WhatsApp, but it was definitely BBM
it
days.
It was BBM days, man.
Take my pin. Hey, let me get a pin.
You know why I like the pin?
Why?
Because it didn't mean that if people had your number, they could just message you anyhow.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm noticing people are doing that now with WhatsApp. Because you take your SIM out of the phone, it's still your old
WhatsApp number.
Yeah, because I will look at the number and then I ring the. It's invalid. It's like, rude boy. What kind of stupidness is this?
Do you know what's mad is I didn't realize you could phone people on Facebook. So the other day,
he's,
you could do it on Instagram.
He's
as well.
So lucky.
The other day, when we did the, are you even here? We
Ace
did the podcast in
is
the shop.
Lucky.
I came down to upload the podcast, but I left my phone in the shop. And Damon had locked up the shop.
Firstly, do you know every single time we do a podcast in the shop, Ace leaves something in there.
Yeah, I know. So I left my phone in the shop. And I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? Like, Damon's gone. I'm Femi. Down here. I'm like, I've got no phone.
I'm going to tell you where I was. Yeah. Hey, see me. You see how you connect your phone to your car?
Mm-hmm.
And when your car, when your phone is on, like, notification, all the notifications come through the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
When you're playing music, it interrupts them.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, I have my phone on vibrate. So when I'm playing music, I just don't want no interruptions.
Yeah.
This one time, I don't know why, I just took it off of vibrate. But it was about 11:30, quarter to 12 at night. So no one's going to be popping me off, innit? Mm. So I've just got it on normal.
That's going to be what?
Why for that?
You see, my Why? Last words of this show are gonna be what Lee said before the show. So I am right now, I am down at Toe Puddle Street.
Mm.
I'm wetting. I hear this weird sound. Cause you know all of these different apps when they ring, they've got weird ringtones that you've never heard before. I hear this weird sound. I'm like, is that in the rhythm? Then I look at my phone. I see Ace. But I'm like, what is this? What app is calling me? I don't know what it is.
I called him on Facebook.
Facebook Messenger.
I didn't know you could call someone from Facebook. I'm screaming at him through the computer. I'm like, yo, come back. I don't even know where the microphone is on the computer. I don't know where I'm supposed to put it in my face.
What,
I'm just like, yo, come back.
Said, come up on my phone. I'm like, blood.
I tried to call Ash first and it just rang out. I'm like, Rod, is this Facebook ringing
thing? This is the thing.
Does
like,
it even
Ace,
work?
Well,
so
go
then
on.
I'm like, I've seen Damon, I'm just going to put your last name there. I put Damon, I put it in, ring. It's ringing. I'm like, raw, is this actually going to work?
Oh.
Then he's answering it. And I'm just screaming at the screen, you know. Yo, come back. And you can fully hear me.
Bruv, all now, I'm answering the phone like, hello? Is this real?
Man's
come scared. Back. I'm like, Ace, really? You want to hear the funny thing? So I've span the car around now. Come back to the shop. As I pulled up to the shop, Ash has rang me. Yo, Ace is trying to get hold of you, innit? He left his phone in the shop. I said, yeah, I'm here with the dickhead now. Cool. Open the shop, give Ace his phone. I'm blowing. I get to Blackfriars Bridge. I get a message from Ace. I think I left my bank card in the machine. I said, fam, that's staying there. This guy, bro.
I really left my bank card in the machine.
In the machine, you know?
But how?
In the
were you that tired?
I don't tap it in.
But I said that to you.
Yeah, I know. This was after.
I said, oh.
You don't what? You don't tap it, you just push it in. Right. Where's the aircon in this room, man? It's getting hot.
You're so
I don't tap it in. I just push it in.
What
is wrong with you?
I need to grow up.
Yeah, so big up to Facebook for having that feature. Can you call people on Instagram?
I think you can do it.
You can call people on Instagram.
Yeah. Every app.
That's wild.
Every app.
Video Snapchat. Call.
Yeah.
You can call people on Snapchat.
Yeah. I don't know about Snapchat.
Yeah, you can. Because there's a phone. I've read there's a phone icon on Snapchat. You can call people.
But why would you, like, if you, Snapchat is on your phone, why would you need to phone people on the app? That's weird to me.
App, innit?
Do you know what I mean?
So you can phone anyone randomly, basically. You can have anyone's number.
Because obviously your Snapchat is through your mobile phone.
Yes.
But if I phone you on Snapchat, that doesn't mean I've got your phone number.
Just means, yeah, you just got your... Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what that is. Ace.
Yo.
Moving over to your specialist subject.
Yeah. R&B.
WWE wrestling.
Oh, here we go.
So we're hearing that Tyson Fury signed up.
The Gypsy King.
Why go on for that?
Is taking on Braun Strowman at Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia in 2 weeks.
All right, calm down, sorry, firstly.
I'm excited.
Because it's a Cut the Chat podcast. You're not there live. Calm down. I mean,
Ace. Damon, quickly. Ace is going to end up as an old man having a job.
With WWE?
Yeah.
I love that. They'll pay me the good money.
That's what's going to happen.
You think so?
I can actually see it.
Let's put it in the atmosphere.
In this moment.
Should I tell you why?
Would you leave one extra if they offered you today?
Wouldn't leave one extra.
Like, this,
no, I wouldn't.
Like, they want to branch out. They want an English guy. Here's a better
question. If they offered you a role as a wrestler.
Nah.
What?
I'm too old now. At one point, I would love to have done it.
He was ready for that question.
I
always said, like, I want to have one match.
You want one match? A proper match.
Yeah.
Sorry. Who would you?
I want to train. I want to just have one match.
Who would you like
match.
To wrestle if you could? If all of us could put it together and make it happen, who would you like to wrestle?
I wouldn't want to mess with anyone good, like, that's like athletic, because they just make me look shit. So it'd have to be somebody that was like
no,
big.
But obviously if we was to organize it, if we was to organize it, it wouldn't have to be. Hey, right, listen.
Oh, is it another wrestler?
Break up my bridging, please.
Is it another wrestler or another DJ?
No, a wrestler. If you could fight, if you could fight another DJ and another wrestler, who would it be?
Like Tim Westwood would be like the Undertaker.
You know what the difference is? The music would start, he just wouldn't get up. Doom. He just wouldn't get up. He's there.
I don't know who the wrestler would be. But yeah, I always wanted to have one match. So I got a friend that's sort of actually a professional wrestler, Roy. My boy, he's like a British dude. He's actually worked for WWE now.
What's his actual wrestling name though?
His character is like a wrestler.
Wait. Is he a proper big wrestler, like 6 foot something? Can he
Brock
man
really
up?
That big? He's probably like my height, but he's like muscly. He's a bit muscly. But he does bits.
Can I brack him up?
Like what? He's on a real fight. He's in the gym every day.
So if you say his name and I laugh, is he going to come for me?
What's his wrestling name? He goes by Roy. Let me explain.
Roy.
Let me explain. Let me
come in the ring with a Del Boy hat.
So like
Roy.
Let me explain.
Black Roy.
Yeah.
Black Roy.
What's his music?
No, wait.
What's his music? Some lover song.
Some idiot. Some dugga dugga tune.
Hey, he's gonna battle.
Dugga 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 dugga.
So like his character.
Not all at once. Maybe one at a time. But
we got one job.
Yeah.
And we still come time to rock.
Yeah.
Playing a rhythm.
What is that?
That's Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
He made it sound dead.
His character is like a wrestling roadman. He's like a roadman.
Of course.
So like, he's like, his name is Roy Wavy Johnson.
Okay.
So like, he does road raps in the ring and he will like rap to, that's his promo. So he will be like dissing that other competitors like in a rap.
Did he make his character?
Yeah, yeah. And he like comes in with, he's got like a body suit. Waistcoat. No, that's what they call them things on, like gilet.
Yeah.
No, and then it's like got? His t-shirts are like he does the. I don't even know if he's allowed to do this, but it's popping off anyway. So instead of like Boy Better Know, he used to wear t-shirts that say Roy Better Know. but he's quite big. He's doing bits.
But see this name Roy. We need to work on that.
Well, yeah, we might have to work on that. But yeah, he's actually a
Black
wrestler.
Roy is better.
He's probably the biggest black UK wrestler in this country.
Black Roy is a good name.
Are you saying that you're being biased because he's your boy?
No, when I think about it, he's the only one I really know about. Yeah, he works. So, he's working now for WWE UK in the UK.
What does that mean?
So there's a UK branch of WWE now.
I didn't know that.
And
how much are they getting paid for this?
Who are the wrestlers? Roy.
No, there's loads. No, Roy only just
Peter and Steve.
That sounds like the pub on the corner.
Ace is getting offended.
No, but I said WWE UK. Where? That is pissed off.
WWE, you know.
UK.
Let me show you.
They have a show on WWE Network every week.
And what network?
Is it?
Yeah.
What network?
WWE Network. Look, this is him, Roy Wavy Johnson.
Where?
Let me see. Is that
he's from Croydon as well. Big up to Roy.
He's got a Stone Cold. He's got a Stone Cold jelly on.
Is that him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, look, he works for WWE.
That looks like he's photoshopped. Get another picture.
What are you talking about? That's him, Roy Wavy, Big Wavy. Big Wavy Roy Johnson. He's hard, fam. It's my G, man. Big up to Roy. We should get him on the podcast.
In that picture there, he looks a bit like Craig David.
He does look like Craig.
So
he looks like the Rock there. Is he trying to do the Rock thing?
Yeah, he's doing bits though. Big up to Roy. Anyway, why are we talking about wrestling? Oh yeah, because Tyson Fury.
You see that? We say wrestling, Ace goes off in his own tangent. Yeah,
look, he was in a little world there.
Just to find people's passions.
See, you made that page hit three views today.
So this used to be a... You're living. This is a Macho Man t-shirt from the 80s.
Retro.
No, but he's changed it to Macho Mandem. That's funny. Are we?
Yeah, no, honestly, yeah, that's great. Macho Mandem.
Anyway, Tyson Fury is why you lost us and you're asking.
Roy, WWE. Roy,
UK.
Roy.
I don't know why that's funny. I don't know why that's funny. Tell me why that's funny, man.
Because to be fair,
I'll be real, it just sounds a bit meaty.
That is WWE the in the UK.
But
why don't you not respect something that's from the UK? You know, like, Ron,
it sounds meaty.
The way you tried to pick up that t-shirt, yeah? I was just like, it still looks like Macho Man to me. I didn't even see the Mandem bit.
This is NXT UK. I'm saying you're not wanting to talk about it. Fuck it. I'm gonna keep talking about it. This is NXT UK.
Okay, what's that?
A WWE brand. These are all the wrestlers.
What,
six of them?
Why is it called NXT, fam?
Because NXT is a brand. It's like there's Raw, there's SmackDown.
What does NXT?
NXT is the name of another show.
So who's the biggest?
What does NXT mean, fam? Next.
I don't know what it means. It means, what does Raw mean?
Why does the X look like X Factor?
Oh, you lot are being dumb. Okay, all right. So anyway, Tyson Fury is fighting in Saudi Arabia. Braun Strowman. Why did you want to know about that?
No, because it's like, I mean, the reality 12
million,
is,
isn't it?
Is it, how much is it worth?
12M.
Is that how much he's getting?
Yeah.
He's getting half a Fury.
Yeah.
I'm upset at this.
Why?
Because I think in the last 2 years, Tyson Fury's worked very, very hard to build himself back up and make himself a brand taken seriously by boxers.
You lot are dumb.
No, I'm being very, very serious.
This is a really stupid point that you're about to make.
No, go on.
No, and you know the worst thing is? Yeah. I don't think Tyson Fury is nowhere near at the peak of his boxing career. You remember the fight with Deontay Wilder?
Can I ask you a question?
That was probably one of the best fights of the year.
Mm. If Tyson Fury got 12 M's to be in Avengers Endgame, would you say that was stupid?
But you're going back to your silly argument wrestling is just like Avengers.
You lot tell me it's fake every week. So why can't he get 12 M's to have a fake wrestling match?
Look how serious he is. He's getting upset.
I'm just trying to put, I'm arguing my point.
I'm going
to
go to my car now.
He's not having a real fight. Having a fake match, a fake wrestling match.
For 12 million.
And he's getting 12 million. So why is that stupid?
What the Shazam. No, you know what? And on that basis,
yeah,
he's absolutely
a real
correct.
Fight.
He's absolutely correct for doing this. This is my honest opinion. Boxing and MMA,
yeah,
everybody takes seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like wrestling or not, I don't think people take it seriously.
They don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in a career, in a boxing career, yeah, where people are taking it seriously. He's not at the height of his career yet. He had one of the best matches that people have seen for a very long time against Deontay Wilder. And people, the world are actually starting to take note of even stuff that he's saying in regards to his opinion about other boxers. Before, you were just that guy running around talking shit.
Mm.
Now your performance with Deontay Wilder, people are like, "Rah, my man's actually talking sense." Mm. Now for you to deviate from your
you're wrong.
I'm just, it's my opinion,
okay,
bro.
I'm thinking,
for you to deviate, you understand, from that to now go and make 12 million, irrespective of how much it is, for what I think is just some joke thing, it's like, rude boy. I'm now kind of looking at you like, I've lost something for you now.
I'll go back to my original point.
Understand.
I'll go back to my original point. If he had 12 million to be in a film, would you say that?
You know what? You know what? I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I wouldn't lose as much respect for him for the film as I would for the wrestling. And I do see your point, and it is a valid point.
It's just a spectacle.
I would still lose a little bit of respect. You see AJ? You see AJ now? Mm. If AJ dipped out to go and do WWE, what, you think man's still rating him?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
It's a bad time for AJ.
Floyd Mayweather did it.
No, but it's...
At the end of his career?
No, he wasn't retired. He was not retired.
We know it was the end of his career.
He wasn't retired,
though. He was the end of his career.
Floyd Mayweather did it.
Tyson done it as well, though.
Tyson did it.
When?
He did do it.
I'm not saying he didn't. When?
He wasn't at the end of his career.
He was still fighting.
Was he knocking out, man?
Yes.
Yeah, he was still there. He was still thereabouts. No matter what, Taz has never really been seen as that kind of
It's just a show. Like, he's not going to do, like, he's not really going toe-to-toe with him.
All right, you know what? Okay. Can I say one more thing? AJ now, forget wrestling. Yeah. If AJ now went and done pantomime for Christmas, I'd be like, fam, really? Okay.
If he was getting 12,
right.
If he was getting 12 million, you'd understand.
And it's because of the money, but I'd still be looking at it like, fam, you're really doing... He's behind you.
Wrestling ain't pantomime.
No, he's not.
It's not pantomime.
Oh, it is pantomime.
It's not pantomime.
Wrestling is big man pantomime.
It's not pantomime. That's,
right. Wrestling is big man pantomime.
Ace is going to bang you, man, up one day. That's why I'm shutting up now.
Big man pantomime.
Like, I'm going to shut up.
I just don't see the problem with it.
Do you know what the funny thing is?
I'll be real. I'm on Ace's side.
It's like, he's been given 12 million to go to Saudi Arabia to pretend to fight someone. And people are saying, we don't rate it. He's still going to go and knock out next man and the man the week after.
There's not a person on the planet that should turn around and say, Fury, you're a dickhead to go and do that. I'm not saying he's a dickhead to go and do that.
But I'm just saying
from where you was... Okay, you see, who's the one that got stripped of the title? Is it Dillian White?
Yeah.
The other day.
He didn't lose it.
No, for the drugs thing.
No, he didn't lose it.
So what happened with it?
Nothing. What happened?
But I'm sure something happened.
No, he didn't lose it. They did say something, but then he took it to court or something.
Okay, right. Now, you see that situation or him in his career? If he went and done this, he'd be like, okay, cool. It makes sense because you're at a kind of like a crossroads. Mm.
But you know what, though? Fury's got the personality for it.
I'm not knocking a single person to go over there and make 12 million to get taught how to drop on the floor, roll around, and pin a man. I'm not, but come on, bro.
He's not even going to fight.
What about just doing a normal film? What about, what's his name, when my man done the film?
You're talking to my
Dan Creed.
Creed.
What's his name?
Oh, Bellew. Yeah.
Bellew. Dan Creed. Did you think that
Tony Bellew.
Do you know what the funny thing is? Bruv, you was in a boxing film, cuz.
I thought that was hard.
You was in a boxing film. You understand? That's probably one of the closest boxing films that we've seen to, like, you understand what I'm saying? So, and yeah, obviously, it's still sidetracking, but... You know,
I think that you should be focused when you're doing these kind of things.
You know what it is? It's not about being focused when you're doing these kind of things.
Though, 12 mil.
And it's a 12 mil. It's a 12 mil.
To be fair, it's an easy 12 mil.
It is an easy 12 mil. But I'm just like, listen.
Their match is going to be 6 minutes.
Is it?
Tops.
Just talking.
It's going to be like bare face off. No, like,
you understand what I'm saying?
Leg
drop. Do you remember when Mayweather done it? Do you remember how far man's fist was from his face that was supposed to be a punch?
No, he broke Big Show's nose.
I'm talking about the other way around, cuz.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the other way around. I'm not saying
that. You know, Mayweather took Mayweather broke the Big Show's nose.
Absolutely.
He punched him for
as
real.
As he's supposed to.
Yeah, but he
wasn't supposed to hit him that hard.
I know he wasn't.
He wasn't supposed to hit him that hard.
Mayweather.
He punched him in his face, broke his nose.
Okay.
No disrespect. You can't break the Big Show's nose. It's got normal nose in him.
I know, but like, my point is, these guys wrestle each other every week and no one's nose gets broken.
Because he's wrestling. You're fighting somebody who really and truly, came to light that could barely read. He probably couldn't even read the instructions. Probably couldn't read the instructions. This is not real. Man didn't read that.
he knocked him out for like for real though.
I bet you there was rules saying that you couldn't get close to him, but he
yes, yeah, there was. There was a bag of rules like that. Definitely. And that's where it was like, oh, come on.
Tyson Fury is getting paid peas to act.
Yeah, to play.
In
and no, I'm not taking that away from
fight.
Him.
Do you know how lit
I guaranteed. Do you know how actually, lit no, I won't that guarantee that. Mil. But I'm almost certain there won't even be like physical, like they won't touch each other. Like something's gonna happen, who's or it'll be like one. Be, it'll be like one be? Fake punch.
Wait,
or it'll
who's
be like,
can't get injured in that?
The guy's name's Braun Strowman. He's huge. He's like seven.
And that's right. And massive. And that's the thing. Yeah. So you see that stuff there. So see the basketball event that we just done. If people that wanted to get involved, so there was masseuses that wanted to get involved, that wanted to massage the players halftime or whatever else, they had to have insurance to cover them for £10 million, up to £10 million. Yeah. So when I was telling somebody about this, they're like, right, that's mad. I said, hold on, wait, you've got man like Anthony Yard, yeah, you've got people like Notes that a couple of days later might go and do a performance for like 100 bags. At this basketball game, you're going to massage, man. He drops off your table and then what? You understand? So in this wrestling thing, well, they cannot risk man falling wrong and dislocating his knee, ankle, bloody, bloody, blah. Bruv.
They can afford £10 million insurance, fam.
Of course they can afford £10 million insurance. But Fury, imagine man jumping off the turnbuckle.
I play it. Let's watch the
Are you
clip.
Mad? Can you imagine?
Let's watch the clip.
Wait.
No, should I just tell you what's happening?
Is this an advert?
What is this?
Just watch the thing, man.
This is what happened, yeah? So basically, Tyson...
Are you going to cut this out of the actual podcast?
No, I'm just... I'll just
let me watch it, fam.
Why do you want to watch it?
Because I'm intrigued.
I will watch it after. We're about to finish the podcast now anyway. This is just a recap of what happened. Basically, they were just laughing off to each other. And then... Right.
They look like brothers.
Fury looks the part, though, innit? I lie.
They look like brothers.
You're just being racist saying all white people look alike.
Anyway, I can't wait to see it. This Saudi Arabia money is sick. They're going to have all of the biggest events in Saudi Arabia now. Because obviously, AJ and Ruiz too, they got this new thing. And they can just afford whatever they want. It wouldn't surprise me if they were the ones that asked for Tyson Fury. Because they just got the money to do it. Anyway, should we wrap up?
Okay, I feel there was something else.
Do you know what's mad? Do you know what's mad? You upset Ace.
No, yeah, I've been upset.
I can see him. Yeah,
he had you on the ropes.
He's rattled.
Ace wants to go now.
He's rattled. Yeah.
No, we're over an hour.
We're wrapping up.
You know when a kid takes their football and then goes inside? Mm. I'm not playing with you like.
He was appalled that you said what you said. He was appalled. I saw it in his face.
Is it worth talking about?
He likes to watch gay porn, and I'm dead.
No, he didn't say he likes to watch it. He said he's fascinated by gay porn.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Do you want to elaborate?
Would you like to clear that up?
Hold on. Do we want to? Do we want to go there, boys?
Yeah. Till next week.
I've had sexual relations with both of them at the same time. You better keep that in too.
Oh,
Lee. Let them know.
Let them know.
Let them
you
know.
You are the best.
All right. Till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. Peace.